This is the Student Leadership News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Student Leadership News Podcast. My name is Jared and I'm here with Jada and Kira.
Hello.
It's good to be on this podcast with you guys. Today we're talking about how to respond to feedback without taking it personally.
Big one.
Which is actually a big topic and something I think we can all relate to. We've struggled with and we've worked through it to try be better at this, because this really impacts the way that we lead other people, and it's really important to get a hold of if we want to be better leaders. And so no matter how confident you are, we can all find this tricky. And sometimes we think when others say that we can do something better, maybe we feel it, like our inner voice is saying that we messed up, that we're not good enough, that we take it really personally, especially when we've worked really hard on something. And it can be easy to think that the criticism is about us personally and not about the work. But the truth is, feedback isn't about being in trouble. It's about working on yourself and getting better. So we can start to realize that feedback isn't something to avoid. It's not something that is targeted personally, but it is a tool that we can use to improve our leadership effectiveness, to improve our work, and it can be a blessing rather than a burden. And if you see it that way, you will see a lot of growth in your leadership journey.
I love this topic. I can't wait.
Good.
So I wanted to start off with an icebreaker called the emoji reaction.
Ooh, okay.
And so it's to do with emojis, but I am going to be giving you a series of quotes that are feedback that you would receive.
Okay.
And based on that piece of feedback, you have to tell me what your emoji reaction would be to it.
So we'll just describe the emoji.
Yeah, and you got to be honest here. You can't be like, oh, I'm awesome all the time and I'm always happy with my feedback. I always have the happy emoji. You got to be honest. If you're mad at that, give us the mad emoji.
So it's like our initial reaction, what we would want to respond to.
Not trying to be polite about your first thought is.
Thought is.
Okay, fun.
And the way I'll do it is you guys will both have an attempt at saying your emoji. So I'll ask one of you first. You give us your emoji and the other person will go.
Lovely.
Fun.
Okay. The first piece of feedback that you receive is, this isn't quite what I was expecting.
I feel like that piece of feedback, like, it can initially hit hard, but to be honest, I don't think that's that bad. Like, this is not what I was, I guess it kind of is kind of bad, isn't it?
Do you want me to say it in a different voice?
Can you say it to me?
Yeah.
So
okay.
I can like,
okay.
Look
Kira,
her in the eye.
Kira, this isn't what I was expecting.
Oh, yeah, that does feel pretty rough.
I don't know if it's the best way to give feedback,
do you know
to
what
be
emoji
honest.
I'm doing?
I think it's pretty brutal as a statement.
Do you know what emoji I'm doing?
What are you doing?
Can I go first?
Yes.
It's the emoji with like both the hands are covering the eye and one of the eyes half covered.
The peeking?
Yeah. It's like the peeking one, like, oh, eek.
Like hiding behind your hands.
Yeah, it's like hiding behind my hands, but one eye is like kind of peeking out.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
That's the emoji I'm doing.
How about you, Jada?
The emoji that's like kind of smiling, but like melting away, just like disappearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. See you later.
You just want to melt into your chair.
Good to know.
Okay, this is pretty good. All right, the next one is, so I fixed your work for you.
Oh, that would be horrible to receive.
Wow.
So you did really bad and I just thought I'd fix it for you.
Yeah.
Fix it for
you. Gosh,
me.
I'd almost, oh my gosh. I am going to use, to be honest, I'm probably going to use the standard angry emoji.
The angry emoji.
I'd be pretty angry about that.
You'd crash out.
I'd be like, bro, speak to me first before you just go and change everything. And I'm happy to change it.
Yeah.
But going and doing it for me, that's brutal.
Because to be honest, it's a horrible way to lead people.
Horrible.
Like if you're like, you don't believe in people, you don't give them the opportunity to right their mistakes, you're literally just like disempowering
them.
Yeah,
like at least
like,
let
I'll
them know
it
what
for
they've
you.
Done wrong. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Ooh.
What about you, Jada?
I think I do like the questioning with the hand on the chin. Like, why'd you do that?
That's
a bit sassy. I like that.
Interesting point.
Yeah.
I like that.
Don't know how I feel about that, but
that's good. Okay. The next one. Number three is, You're the reason we have an undo button. Who wrote these? This is horrible. Are you going to find the worst emoji on the platform? That is crazy.
Wide-eyed, straight mouth, just...
Yeah, that's just mean. That's borderline, like, that's abuse, like bullying. Yeah. That's not good. If anyone ever says this to you...
How do you even respond to that? What do you say?
Red flags.
I'm crying straight away. Like, that. I'm using the crying emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not really good. Tough. That's no. You're the reason we have an undo button. Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, you should chat to a teacher if someone's saying that to you. Like,
I'm
that's,
crying at that.
That's not good.
Bullying.
Okay. The next one, number four, is we decided to go with someone else's version this time. To be honest, it's actually not the worst piece of feedback.
It's not that bad.
It's not
that great.
Once you think
either.
About it.
But I think I'm going to go with the upside down smiley face.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
You know, it's like, not the worst you can get, but it's like, okay, I understand.
Especially if you've put heaps of work and you really believe in your approach. It's like humbling to go, okay, they don't see eye to eye with me, but... If they are being a good leader and they're doing what's right for the team and they give you real reasoning for why they're going with the other person's approach, it's just like, okay, I'm humbled and I'm sort of like, you know, the upside down. I'm just like, I'm not happy, but like,
yeah,
I'll go with
it. Yeah, it's not
great,
but whatever.
Yeah. Be a good team member.
The sad face that's like looking down.
Oh.
Just like a, okay then.
Oh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. The next one is... Number five, you've come such a long way since we started. That's pretty positive.
That would be amazing if I heard that.
I like that. You've come such a long way since we started. That's like
thanks, Jared.
Most improved player. That's like...
Yeah, to be honest, that makes me pretty happy. I'm using the love heart face, like with the little blushy smile with the love hearts around it.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm like, oh, stop it.
Stop it.
Like the cute eyes one. Cute. The like big eyes. That's just
Like the puppy dog eyes.
Yeah, the puppy dog
eyes. Yeah, wow.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty good thing to hear.
Yeah that is a good thing here. Okay, the next one is not so good.
Oh, no.
Here we go. That's one way to do it.
That's so passive aggressive.
Yeah, very passive aggressive.
Oh, do you know what? I'd almost not respond good. A bit sarcastically to this one.
Ooh.
And I'd probably do like the, what do you call it? The shucker?
What?
Like with the...
The shucks.
Shucks.
Yeah, like shucker. Surfers.
Shucker, yeah.
That yeah.
One. I'd be like, yeah, sick bro. Like,
if a viewer has no idea what that is, they're like, what are they talking about?
It's like the surfing... The surfer bro. The surfer bro, like what they do in Hawaii.
The way they like shake their hand.
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing that because I'd be like, yeah, sick bro. Like it's some kind of a sarcastic response.
It's a very chill way to approach it. I don't feel like I would be so chill.
Really? No, but I feel like it's more sarcastic. Like, yeah, sick. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm going eye rolls.
Sassy.
Yeah. You know the emoji. I know I'm not part of that, but that emoji right there, the one with the like the plain straight face and the eyes, like just like bruh. Yeah. Like that's my emoji.
Are you for real?
Are you for real right now? Okay, the next one is you're brave for sharing that idea.
Ooh,
okay. Okay.
Is that a good thing?
Say it two different ways.
It matters tone of voice here.
It does matter.
Because if I'm like, wow, you're brave for saying that idea.
It's like your idea
it's
was
like,
horrible. So
whoa.
Yeah.
But then it's also like, wow, that's so brave for sharing that idea.
Well, which way are you saying it in?
We each do one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you
Kira,
do... I'll do the good one.
Okay. You do the bad one.
Okay, I'm using the emoji where they're like smiling, crying. Like, there's, like, one tear running down its face, but they're smiling. Isn't like, okay.
Yeah. Like, you've put yourself out there and they've just, like, crushed you down.
Yeah, and there's a tear.
Yeah.
There's a tear.
There's a tear.
Yeah.
But you're hiding it.
My personal go-to emoji, the salute. Just like, I did that. That
yeah,
was me.
That's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Nailed it.
I love that emoji. I use that emoji a lot.
Me too. I do love that one.
It's very good. Mm. Yeah, the last one is, you did a great job, but next time, try to be a bit faster. This one's mixed.
Okay. Compliment sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a compliment sandwich.
Well,
it's like
it's not. It's half sandwich. Doesn't really have the last bit, but it kind of feels like it.
Yeah. It's like a chocolate coated insult.
It's almost like a, yeah, it's almost like a challenge. Like, you did really well. Next time you can chat it faster.
I guess, no, it's the way they say it. If they approach it on like, for the sake of our team or whatever, let's try and do this faster together. Yeah. I think that's like, that's really
that's
helpful.
Nice. That's nice.
But if they're like always telling you, you need to speed up, like, it can be a little frustrating.
Yes. I think I'm going to go with the open smile emoji with like, kind of like the sweat drop.
Good. Like a little embarrassed.
A bit like, okay. Like I did well, but like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
The smiley one, but that's just kind of like wide eyes, like half smile.
Yeah.
It's just like a, cool, thanks. But like not, like it's just the face. There's no tone of voice behind it.
Yeah, that's very specific.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, that was all of our emoji reactions. I think you guys did pretty well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You did great at giving feedback.
They're not my pieces of feedback.
I'm glad to know I'm the reason that we have an undo button.
I did not say that.
That was very brave of you to say.
None of those were targeted. That isn't quite what I was expecting.
Well, we're going to get into the main segment now. So that was a bit of fun, but I guess it kind of showed you, if you were listening to those feedback responses there, maybe you're picking up on some good ways to give feedback and maybe you're picking up on some not good ways to give or receive feedback. So there was a mix in there, but we're talking specifically about receiving feedback and why that can sometimes feel a bit hard sometimes.
Mm.
So we did touch on it briefly in the intro, but I'm going to go a bit more into why feedback can feel really hard to receive sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even when you are getting good feedback, as in someone's healthily relaying some feedback to you.
Communicating well.
Yeah, communicating well. It can considering still be a bit emotions. Of a hit to your ego. Like you can be like, oh, like I still didn't do a good job. Like they still came to me with something that I can improve on.
Mm.
It can be really tough. And the reason that sometimes we can find it difficult to receive feedback, it's because we do really care about the work we're doing or our effort that we're putting in. And sometimes some projects take a lot of time and effort and thought. And when someone comes to you and they go, hey, maybe do this next time. It's kind of like, oh, I tried so hard.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's really hard. Sometimes our brains can automatically go straight to, oh, well, that must mean that I'm not good enough or I didn't do a good job. And it can be taken really, really personal. But I think the first thing is just becoming aware of that. And it's just a first brain response, right? It's just like a bit of a hit to the ego. And you can kind of think sometimes like, oh, they don't like me, or I'm not good at this, or I'm not capable of doing this. I'm not good enough. Like those sorts of thoughts can come to mind, which I know definitely has been the case for me in the past. And even still to this day, like I do find myself thinking those thoughts when I do receive feedback. It can be hard to kind of get out of that habit to think that.
Yeah.
But the important thing to know is that feedback isn't actually about you personally as a person. It's about helping you grow. And your work and your personality are separate. So the work you're doing and your personality and you as a person are completely separate.
Yep.
It's really important to separate those things and notice that they are separate. And feedback ultimately is the ultimate growth hack.
Yeah.
Because if you don't receive feedback, you're not actually going to be able to grow as a leader. And so it's really important that you can learn to actually love feedback and not avoid it. Because when you can healthily respond to feedback, you're going to be a much better leader. And you're probably going to have a lot more impact on those around you because you're willing to grow and improve.
Mm, it's really good. Yes. Well, so we had three different ways that we wanted to practically help you to know how to handle feedback as a leader. And so we're going to start off with our first one.
Yeah. Our first way that we can try and handle feedback is just to pause before reacting.
Mm.
Because it's that initial reaction that kind of gets us in a lot of trouble. And when someone gives you feedback, your first instinct is just to get super defensive. Like, oh, no, I did this because blah, blah, blah. Or that's not fair, or they don't know what they're talking about. Like, I did this, it's my thing, doesn't matter. And you just get super angry.
I've caught myself in that moment before too. Yeah.
Me too, many times.
Yeah.
But the best thing to do in that situation is to just pause.
Mm.
Take the breath, listen, and give yourself a second to process it.
Yes.
Think about it. Don't respond straight away because you don't have to. Just saying something simple like, oh, thanks for letting me know.
It's good.
Gives you time to think before reacting, and it gives you time to process and then have a better reaction than just that initial anger and defensiveness. That pause really does show maturity, and it often, when we reflect later, we realize that there's actually some truth in what was said,
yes,
and that helps us handle that big criticism a lot better.
Yep, I totally agree. And I think the pause gives you that time to properly process it and yes, then realize, because once you've kind of had that first like initial emotional reaction, you kind of have time to wind down from that. And then you're like, do you know what? Like, I can actually kind of see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're not as emotionally responsive as you were in the moment. Your walls
aren't up, fists are down.
You're exactly. Like, oh, yeah.
Maybe I can actually learn from that.
Yeah. And definitely. I think that reflection time is the most important part of feedback.
Definitely.
That you and take time to think about.
It's the self-awareness part, right?
Yes.
It's like, that's the part where you become aware of, how did I initially respond to this? And is this just my ego responding? Is this just the immediate thoughts coming into my head? And then being able to pause and process and come back later and respond healthily.
Yeah, that's great. And that flows on to the second point, which is to consider that they want to help. Because most people who give you feedback, and we say most here, they actually aren't trying to embarrass you or make you feel bad. There are some instances where people are being mean. You have to be careful of that. But usually, especially if they're a person that you respect or is another leader or a teacher, they're actually really trying to help you improve and they have your best interest at heart. You might have heard a teacher say, try speaking louder next time when you're sharing something in a class, and you just like think, ah, oh, this teacher just like, they're always on my back. They're like, yeah, they hate me. But truth is, your teacher actually wants to see you succeed and they actually want to help you. So instead of taking it personally and saying that teacher doesn't like me or that teacher thinks I'm incompetent, maybe reframe it as, maybe this teacher wants to help me and what can I learn from what they're saying? You might have a teammate say, let's plan earlier next time. That doesn't mean that they're blaming you for everything, that things were left to the last minute. Maybe they just want the team to be more organized next time. And so if you don't take it so personally and assume that person has horrible intentions, but you actually assume maybe that person wants to help, you'll have deeper relationships and you'll work better as a team, but you'll also be able to take on feedback with a more positive attitude because you realize the goal is to help, not to hurt. The feedback starts to feel less personal when you have that mentality.
Yeah, I love that. And at the end of the day, you can take it one of two ways. You can go, oh, that person hates me. I'm so horrible. Like, I can't do this. Or you can choose to be like, oh no, that feedback was coming from a place of them wanting to see me improve. And at the end of the day, it's actually just a choice of how you're choosing to see it. And it's like, why would you choose a negative one? You know, choose the positive one and just actually consider that they might want to have your best interests at heart and they're doing it to see you improve rather than you're incapable and you can't do it and you're not good enough.
That's good. And even sometimes people don't know how to articulate or communicate it properly. So the tone of voice may come off a bit like judgy or not in the best way. So that may be what you take personally. But if you think that they're trying to help you and you take what was said or the advice that's hidden in there, that's going to help you a lot better as well. Assume that they're trying to help you in that way.
Yeah, yes.
Totally agree.
That's good.
And we do have one last tip for you, our third tip, which is separate what you did from who you are.
This is good.
Mic drop.
That's good.
Yep. And this one is huge. I did touch on this before, but like I said, we can often make our work and our personality the same thing when we're receiving feedback. And it's really important to know that feedback is about your actions and not your identity.
Yes.
And if you can really understand this, you can realize that they're completely separate and your work or your performance has nothing to do with who you are as a person. So someone might say, you need to be more prepared for meetings, but that doesn't mean you're a bad leader. It just means that that's one area that you can work on and improve on. And again, if you assume that that person giving the feedback is wanting to help you, then you can take that positive feedback on and grow and improve for next time. So you can still make mistakes and still be a great, kind and respected person. And at the end of the day, every strong leader learns this as well. In fact, being open to feedback actually shows people that you're confident enough to grow.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think your work does form a part of how people perceive you and who you are, but it shouldn't be tied to your identity. No. It's not if you get the grade or you become school captain, or if you do the event successfully, then that makes me a valuable person. You're not a valuable person if you achieve all the things. Your identity is not tied up in what you do. Your identity is because you are a valuable person no matter what you do, that you have special things about you. You have unique characteristics that make you someone that is loved and valued. And it shouldn't be whether you perform or not. Because to be honest, in my experience in life, there have been plenty of times where I have flopped. I have failed and I have,
same.
You know, there's times where I've performed and I've done really well. And I've thought that my, you know, that I'm awesome, that my identity is really good. But times when I've failed and then my identity is really low. But if you have just that consistent self-belief, consistent identity that I'm a valuable person, that my work comes from that purpose, then that'll be a lot more grounding for you and you can take feedback on a lot better.
Yep, agree. Definitely.
So, you've been given feedback. You've taken a moment to pause. You've considered they're trying to help. And you've separated it from who you are, what you've done. But now, what are you supposed to say?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, if you're not sure, you can try one of these ways. First way, thanks for letting me know. I'll work on that.
Yes.
Pretty neutral, good way. Lovely response.
Good thing to say when you're not ready. You're not ready to say a long thing. Yeah. You just start with this. Yep. Yeah.
And especially if you are feeling a little bit like emotionally reactive in the moment too. Yeah. That's a great one you can start with. Thanks for letting me know. I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Another thing you can say. I didn't realize that, but thanks for pointing it out.
Yes, it's good.
Yeah, I love that.
Lovely. Oh, I am taking that into account.
Mm-hmm.
I'll work on
nice
it.
Nice and simple. Yeah. We like it.
Another one. You get given feedback. Not really sure what it means. Could you give me an example so I understand better?
Big.
That's good.
Big.
And I think why that one's so good is much feedback and much conflict over feedback is because of misunderstanding.
Mm,
like definitely. You said before, some people struggle to articulate feedback. So someone says something wanting to help, but they say it in the complete wrong way.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, this, you know, and you're having a big reaction. But if you just say, give me an example, can I understand it better? You realize, oh, they were meaning something completely different.
They thought my whole thing sucked. No, and they actually just meant this one little thing.
Yes, maybe just let's one work little on that thing.
One point.
Yes.
And also when you can get the understanding behind why they're giving you that feedback as well, you might be a bit more prompted to think, oh, actually, they've got a point. Like, they're actually right.
That's good.
Yeah.
And these kinds of responses show that you are mature, teachable, and confident, which are all really good qualities of great leaders.
That is really good. So here is a challenge. Next time you get feedback, instead of just getting upset, reacting really quickly, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Maybe use one of those phrases that we said to just stop, take a step back, reflect, assume the person is trying to help you and see what truth you can find in the feedback so that you can continue to grow as a leader so that you are consistently working on the things that you may not be able to see and becoming a better leader. Well, this has been a great topic. Thanks for being on the podcast, guys.
Thanks
for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So good.
It's been a good time.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Student Leadership News Podcast. Interact with us on social media and follow the news online at studentleadership.news.